And in the Gospel of Matthew, we hear the story of the Magi, the wise ones. We usually read this after Christmas, but on a Sunday talking about joy, it seems so appropriate. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. Then, having heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of the Magi went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Herein is good news. Overwhelmed with joy. That's how the gospel describes the feeling of the wise men when the star guides them right to the house in Bethlehem where they find the child named Jesus. Overwhelmed with joy. Can you think of a moment in your life when you have felt overwhelmed with joy? It's not an everyday thing. It's something extraordinary, something more than can be imagined. It is a moment when there's a smile on your face and tears running down your cheeks both at the same time. A moment when all seems right with the world, even if there's chaos all around. It comes unexpectedly. It's never anticipated or planned or managed. It is a moment that takes your breath away. That's what it is to be overwhelmed with joy. Now, our society speaks freely of happiness. Happiness can be an everyday thing. I feel happy when I've accomplished some work I wanted to get done or found an item that I've been searching for in a store, especially if it's on sale. But joy is something so much more. Joy comes even in the midst of sorrow. Joy is not confined to times when life has gone perfectly or easily. In fact, joy often comes out of a time of challenge or struggle. And that's what it was for these wise ones. Now, they've come from the east. Persia, we imagine, is their starting place. It was a long journey, a challenging journey. They were people who understood to watch for and read the signs in the stars in the sky. They were people of wealth, or else they had wealthy benefactors, because they came with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, which are costly gifts. We don't actually know how many wise men there are. They brought three gifts, and so we assume, and we often think of three wise men. As wealthy people or people with wealthy benefactors, they quite likely traveled by camel, though again, the Bible doesn't quite tell us that. But we love these stories so much. They capture our imagination, they warm our hearts, and so we fill in these plausible details to bring them to life for us. And this is a story that's full of life for us. What we do know is that these wise ones came seeking a child who, as they state, has been born to be king of the Jewish people. Now they go to the current king, King Herod, who is a puppet king because Rome's really in charge. He's only on the throne because he keeps sort of Israel and Jerusalem contained and ruled so that the Roman army and the Roman Caesar can be in control. So just imagine how threatened Herod feels when these three wise ones appear from the east and say, oh, we've come looking for a newborn king, and there has been no baby born in his palace. Now, while Herod calls his own wise men and consults with them, and they name Bethlehem as the place to look. I'm sure that these wise men were quickly putting two and two together and figuring out that they were caught in something much more than they had imagined, some palace intrigue. They would have expected to find this newborn baby right there in King Herod's palace. Now they're being sent to Bethlehem. Something is up. Herod's overly calm request that they return and tell him where to find the baby would have seemed odd. Why wouldn't Herod know where the next king was born? The wise men must have felt that niggling of fear and confusion as they headed out from Jerusalem, a few miles down to the road to Bethlehem, once again following the star. By the time the wise men come to the house where Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are living, they've had a challenging, a disturbing, a difficult journey. It wasn't a map or GPS that brought them right to the front door. They had to follow signs in the sky and clues from Scripture. Then they found themselves right in the middle of a possible political conspiracy, an overthrowing of a king in the midst of the Roman occupation of Israel. And yet they faithfully follow the star and arrive at their destination. And when they see the star stop over this house, when they see the child with Mary, his mother, their breath is taken away. They are overwhelmed with joy. The message of our culture tends to be that we will be happy when we've achieved a certain status or have wealth to our name or have accomplished particular goals. The message of our culture is that happiness comes from what we own or how we look, or who we know. But that is not the message of faith. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, we hear an invitation. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come. Everyone who has no money, come and buy and eat. For what I offer, says God, can be purchased without money. It is priceless. The scripture message continues with this question. Why do you spend your money on that which does not satisfy? Now that's an important question for this time of year. What will truly bring us joy? What will really satisfy our spirits? What will take our breath away and leave us with a smile on our face and tears running down our cheeks, all at the same time? Such joy doesn't usually come from an expensive gift or a mound of gifts under the tree. It might come from one carefully and lovingly chosen gift that speaks of the connection you have with the person who is giving it and shows how well they know you. Most often, these overwhelmed with joy moments come without any material goods attached. They come in the midst of compassion, healing, hope, and love. Overwhelming joy is the gift that satisfies, a gift that money cannot buy. Overwhelming joy is a gift of our faith. When we nurture our faith and deepen our relationship with God, we discover the wonder of this overwhelming joy. We practice and grow in our faith all year long so that when we come to the Christ child at Christmas, we discover what the wise ones knew so long ago. when they first saw the child Jesus. An overwhelming joy that God is with us in this child, that we are not alone. And then, as promised in the words Isaiah, we shall go out with joy and be led back forth in peace, and even the trees and the hills and the mountains shall burst into song, joining our celebration of joy. Amen.